a little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking out to me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Chelsea, I believe that when you dance that slow, it's stuck in your. Team's out to win.
Merry swing, great two.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Bradenton Marauder Baseball on the Marauder Radio Network. The final game of the first half of the 2023 season here on a beautiful Thursday morning in Lakeland, Florida. The Marauders, after last night's game was canceled, will not be made up. Take on the Tigers tonight, a 35-29 record for Bradenton, 25-39 the mark for Lakeland. Bradenton will come into this game with Emmanuel Terrero batting leadoff. Had a solo homer that ended up being the game-winning hit on Tuesday night. Jack Brannigan follows him. Termar Johnson bats third, coming off a two-home run game on Tuesday. Shalene Polanco in the cleanup spot. Nolasco and Cimillo DH in play at first, going in the 5-6 holes. Acuna, Nadal, and Planchard. 7-8-9 at third, right, and catcher. The starter today for Lakeland, a right-handing rehabber from High A Western Michigan, down from the Whitecaps. Jackson Job, wearing number 10 in the alternate home blue uniforms for the Tigers. Mario Feliciano catches for Lakeland. Andrew Jenkins at first. Luke Gold at second. Peyton Graham at short. Abel Bastidas at third. Lazaro Benitez in left. Dom Johnson in center. And Jose De La Cruz starts in right. Camp day at the ballpark. So I assure you the crowd is plenty loud here this morning. Jonathan Johnston coaching third. Gustavo Omana at first. And a special shout-out, Marauders hitting coach Quentin Brown. Just had a son last night, so he's away from the team with his wife and family. Congratulations to Q. Plenty of kids fired up for this one. Terrero will lead things off, team-leading 298 average for the left-handed hitter. Job set, toe square to the Marauder dugout. Offset windup stands first pitch. Fouled off, straight back. Terrero shoots a high heater to the backstop for strike one. Tyler Green behind home plate. Bella Robb on the bases. Second half of the season starts tomorrow night. 0-1. Terrero cuts and misses. Fastball well outside. Beats him for strike two. Job set, trying to work quickly here. Is 0-2. Called strike three. Terrero down looking at a breaking ball, and there's one away. Three pitches and a backwards K bring in Jack Brannigan. Branny batting 198 this year, 11 RBI, 5 homers. Had a walk, 2 strikeouts, and a lineout on Tuesday night. Job set, infield playing back up the middle, first pitch to Brannigan. Hits it high in the air, right field side, hooking foul and out of play for strike one. It's been a wacky and wild first half. We've seen 7-game winning streaks, 5-game losing streaks, everything in between for this Marauders team. Trying to close it out against the team parked in the bottom of the division. And then look to hopefully win 3 straight to start the second half. Brannigan take a swing and a miss. High fastball beats him for strike two. Job wasting no time in attack mode. Immaculate through his first 5 pitches of the inning. Say about 300 or 400 campers, about 100 other fans sprinkled around. Best atmosphere by far we've had in Lakeland. Loudest noise for sure. The 0-2. Brannigan takes slider away, ball one. Marauders with a win would finish 7.5 games outside of Clearwater at the end of the half. 1-2 pitch, Brannigan catches a breaking ball off the end of the bat. Foul roller towards the Lakeland dugout. We'll do the 1-2 again. Wind blowing out to left today. Overcast skies, but sunshine beating through it. More blue on the horizon. The 1-2 again from Job to Brannigan. Jack takes slider away, call the ball, a tight take, but a good one by the fighting Irishman in the count 2-2. Job did not miss by much just off the outer half. Brannigan piecing together a good at-bat. 6th pitch of the trip on its way. Hit high in the air to right. Under it is De La Cruz, the right fielder, jogging on, steadying, and catching for out number 2. Brannigan got an inside fastball, 98.3 miles per hour. was late on it, shot it the other way, but caught it off the handle. Termar Johnson in now, coming off a 3-for-4, 2-home-run game on Tuesday. Look to spark this offense here. 262 average on the season. A team and league-leading 425 on-base percentage. Pitch. Backdoor slider. Call the strike. Bends into the zone. It's 0-1. Termar really finding that power in the past few weeks. Three homers in his last three games. 0-1. Takes fastball up and away. Just misses outside in the count even. Right fielder De La Cruz playing way deep towards the warning track. Same thing with the infielders back on the grass. Next pitch is swing and a miss. Termar chases a cutter in the dirt for strike two. Job looking for a 12 pitch. Three up, three down, top of the first inning. Johnson trying to stay in there. 1-2 pitch from the Tiger right-hander on its way. Fastball misses eye level. Termar takes it all the way for ball two. Polanco and Nolasco follow behind Johnson. Sir Charlene would love a chance at a two-out RBI spot. 2-2 pitch. Called. Strike three down the middle. Curveball freezes Termar to end the inning. Marauders go down looking twice and are set down in order in the top of the first frame. We go to the home half. Peralta to the mound for the Marauders. Scoreless game when we come back. Here for the home half of the first at Joker Marchant Stadium, Publix Field in Lakeland. No score between the Tigers and Marauders. Luis Peralta starts for Bradenton. An 0-1 record this year, 5.40 ERA. 27 strikeouts and 13 walks has really been boom or bust this year. He's either thrown five or four scoreless innings, given up a hit or two, or he has gotten absolutely teed off on some occasions. So hopefully we get the high-profile, high-velocity version of Peralta this afternoon. He's got it in him to toss five really solid innings, but as I mentioned, never know when he's going to have a bad day. That's part of baseball, though. Peyton Graham will lead things off for the Tigers. Shortstop, batting 222 this year. Left-handed Peralta, right-handed hitter Graham. First pitch, fastball misses in 1-0. Feliciano bats second, the catcher. Johnson, the center fielder, third. Jenkins cleans it up. 1-0 pitch. Fouled off, straight back, crashes into the backstop, netting for strike one. Lazaro Benitez, team batting average leader for Lakeland, bats fifth. Bastidas, sixth. De La Cruz, Gold, and Valero, 7-8-9 as the 1-1 breaking ball from Peralta misses about 2 feet outside and 2 feet upstairs. It's a 2-1 count. Planchart catching Cimillo and Johnson at first and second. The 2-1 popped up, foul ground, first base side, hooking straight for the campers. That'll fall short of him, though. Bounce straight into him. Souvenir chance. And you'd have thought that was the last plasma screen TV on Black Friday. The 2-2 from Peralta to Graham. Breaking ball, call the ball, just misses the backdoor bender. Comes up short in the count full. Brannigan at short, Acuna at third. Torero in left, Polanco in center, Nadal in right. 3-2 pitch. Fly in the air down the right field line. That one's got a chance, but it's hooking foul. Well struck to the opposite field by Graham. He earns himself another full count offering. Marauders with a chance to get back to 500 on the road. They're 15-16 entering this game. Full count again. Hit high in the air, deep to left center field. Racing after it is Shalene Polanco, but no one's going to get there. That ball drops, just a base hit, though, for Graham. He leads off the home half of the first with a single. Polanco and Terrero both giving chase. Ball that just died about 3 feet between both of them. Surprised to not see Graham standing on second, but was slow getting out of the box. I think he thought that one was caught. So man at first now for Mario Feliciano. He's 1-for-18 on the year. Playing in his sixth game, takes first pitch, strike up and away. Sinker at 93. Peralta gets ahead for the first time tonight. Or this morning, rather. 11 a.m. is a, call it an odd start time, to say the least. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses. Count even at a pitch apiece. Graham in last night's game, singled twice, was 2-for-4 with an RBI, rather Tuesday night's affair. The 1-1. Popped up, right field. Davies Nadal jogs on and makes a routine grab for out number one. I love the spirit of the young fans, but I think as I've learned through education days or camp days in the past, that energy wanes after about 3 innings of screaming. But if they go all nine, heck, more power to them. Dom Johnson in now. 3-hole hitter batting 270 this year. Team leader with 31 runs batted in. Massive lead at first for Graham. First pitch, runner goes. Ball misses. Throw down from Planchy is offline. Runners in there safely. Graham picks up stolen base number 15 of the season. And a go-ahead run in scoring position now here in the home first for the Tigers. Breaking ball low and in. Planchard had trouble picking it cleanly. Bounced in the dirt in front of him. The 1-0 now from Peralta to Johnson. Fastball down the middle beats him for strike one. That was a cookie, and Johnson missed it. Good pitch to even up the count from Luis Peralta. He's pitched 21 2/3 this year. Opponents batting 210 against Peralta, but walks in bunches his issue. The 1-1. Beautiful backdoor breaking ball. Lands about middle in. Cuts way across the zone, a called strike, and it's 1-2. Termar holding the runner. Graham to the bag at second. Playing about a foot off of it. The 1-2 pitch. This is way inside. Since Johnson scooting out of the way, it's ball two and the count even. Two balls, two strikes, and one away. Graham the runner at second for the Tigers. No score in the home half of the first. Peralta trying to steady the ship here. Pitch. Lined into center field. Shalene Polanco racing onto it. He won't get there. That one's going to drop. Graham's going to be held at third. Johnson at first with a one-out single to put men at the corners for Lakeland. And this is the last guy you want to see at the plate now with runners in scoring position. Less than 2 outs. Jenkins, in his second game off the IL, was hitting .329 when he went onto the injured list. Every time we've played this Lakeland team, he has really shined with the bat in hand. Johnson at first, Graham at third. One out in the home first. Pitch to Jenkins from Peralta. Fastball hit high in the air to right. Davies Nadal won't get there. That's going to drop, coming into score is Graham, and it's 1-0 Tigers. Station to station goes Johnson. He's up to second. That's RBI number 18 of the year for Andrew Jenkins. And the Tigers up 1-0 here in the first. 3 singles in this inning. Lazaro Benitez up now, team batting average leader for the Tigers. .240 the mark for him. 14 RBI, 1 homer in 25 games played. Johnson at second, Jenkins at first. The pitch. Hit high in the air to right, hooking foul it out of play for strike one. Peralta quickly approaching 20 pitches in this first inning. Still only one out. couple of line drives off of the left-hander. A one pitch. Benitez chases a breaking ball, bouncing in front of home plate for strike two. Peralta ahead in the count, 0-2, looking for a much-needed second out in the inning. Peralta comes set. Two on, one out, the 0-2 pitch coming home. Swing and a miss. No, fouled off. A late call from the home plate umpire. Both runners thought that one was a pass ball. And they took off. Tyler Green late to throw the arms up. So we'll do the 0-2 again. One run off, three hits here in the home half of the first for Lakeland. Peralta still looking for out number two. And he'll lift the right leg, spin toward second, an inside move, but nobody holding Johnson to the back. No throw goes over. Peralta set, checks. Big leads for both runners. 0-2. Ball in the dirt, blocked well by Planchart. Smashes the webbing of the mitt into the dirt to knock it down. 1-2 the count now. One ball, two strikes, one away. Bottom of the first, Tigers already up 1-0. Left-hander comes set. Peralta desperately looking for that second out. Looks at second and fires home. Breaking ball misses a few feet outside. Ball two in the count even. Two balls, two strikes, and one away. Johnson at second, Jenkins at first. RBI single for Jenkins. Gives the Tigers the lead, the 2-2. Fouled off straight back, high fastball. Rolls to the backstop, and we'll have a seventh pitch of this trip, the second 2-2 installment upcoming. Luis Peralta comes set. Fires home. Pitches bounce to third, but rolling foul a few feet past the bag. Acuna grabs it in foul territory. We'll try the 2-2 pitch for a third time. Marauders are set down in order in the top half of this first inning. Graham led it off for Lakeland with a single. Feliciano flied out, then back-to-back knocks for Johnson and Jenkins. Benitez trying to keep it going for the Tigers. Third 2-2 pitch from Peralta. Both men take off. Foul ball. Line drive, hooks into the seats down the right field side. We'll do the 2-2 for a fourth time. Peralta ready to fire his ninth pitch of this at-bat facing Lazaro Benitez. Luis, a long pause this time. Comes set with three on the clock. He's got to hurry here. Fires home. Breaking ball misses out in the count full. You know, I always say it when a Marauder's at the plate, but you got to say it here too. Benitez has darn near earned himself on base. 10th pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Time called. Bella Robb angrily shouting about something. And now they're going to move the runners up from second and first to third and second. I have no idea what just happened. This umpiring crew all season long has been very over-eager to make what I'd say gotcha calls. Balk calls, interference calls. See that a lot with minor league umpires really wanting to make an impression. Show that they're on top of things, but sometimes it just slows the game down. Jonathan Johnston has been talking to home plate umpire Tyler Green for about a minute now. Nick Cimillo and Jack Brannigan questioning Bella Robb as to what the heck happened. JJ furious, still saying words to Green as he heads back to the home plate area. Said it before, but JJ doesn't just argue for the heck of it. If he's out there pleading his case, it's got to be for a good reason. So runners at second and third now with one out. Double play chance evaporated. Pitch to Benitez. Grounded towards third, Acuna fields. There was a double play ball. A run will come in to score in the throw to first for out number two. So Bellerab gets an, Lazaro Benitez gets an RBI. And it's 2-0 Tigers. I don't know how a balk, if that's that would be the only call there, but Peralta wasn't even on the mound. It was after a pitch was fouled off. Abel Bastidas in now. First pitch to him bounces wild to the left to home plate, but Jenkins, not the speediest of runners, will stay put on second. Oh, one pitch rocketed into the netting above the Tiger dugout. Strike two, and Peralta swinging a miss away from getting out of this tough bottom half of the first inning. No balls, two strikes, two away. Peralta looking to end this home half of the first. Pitch misses in. Jumping out of the way of a fastball towards the kneecaps was Bastidas. 203 hitter with five RBI this year. Pitch fouled off straight back for another offering earned by Bastidas. Two strikes. Peralta up to 30 pitches now in the first inning, and the Marauders already have the bullpen going. Would expect Joshua Loshorn. He's kind of been that long relief guy for the Marauders this year. Peralta set. Two strike offering. Misses inside. A ball and the count full now. Well, home plate umpire Tyler Green is signaling 3-3 the count, so we're going to assume it's 3-2. My goodness. Deuces wild pitch from Peralta. Fouled off first base side, a slow roller. Picked up by the first base coach, Rafael Gill. Full count pitch again from Peralta to Bastidas with a man at second. Peralta doesn't want to see this inning go any longer. Pitch. Call the ball, ball four. So the inning will go longer, though. A walk for Bastidas, and now the seven-hole hitter will come to the plate here in the first inning for the Tigers. Jose De La Cruz, the right fielder, steps into the right-handed batter's box, batting 234 this year. Two homers, nine runs batted in. Has appeared in 32, now 33 games for Lakeland. Peralta's first offering. De La Cruz takes fastball, misses at the eye level. It's 1-0. Two on and two out. Marauders down 2-0. Pitch. Hit in the air to right. Hooking foul and out of play. Rattles off the roof of the Walk-On's Pepsi Pavilion here in Lakeland. Odd seating area. The 1-1. Ball in the dirt. Fastball overthrown. Two balls and a strike to De La Cruz. I unfortunately left my Civil War binoculars back in Bradenton, so can't see all the way out into the horizon where the Marauder bullpen is. 2-1 pitch. Cut on and missed for strike two. Inside sinker ties up De La Cruz, and once again Peralta looking for a swing and a miss, a pop fly. Anything in between to get him out of this inning. Pitch number 35 has already been thrown. Two Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Two runners on for the Tigers. The pitch. This is low and away, count full. Fastball. About a foot below the zone, foot and a half outside. 3-2 the count to De La Cruz. Eight-hole hitter Luke Gold waits behind him. Peralta set, full count offering again. Runners take off. Pitch misses high, ball four. Back-to-back walks, load the bases. And that's going to be it for Peralta. Johnston out of the dugout. He'll call to the bullpen. Luis records just two outs here in the first inning. Walks two, gives up three hits and two earned runs. Bases are loaded, and the Marauders will go to the bullpen. Trying to pitch out of the jam when we come back. 2-0 Tigers the score.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, still in the bottom of the first in Lakeland. Marauders bring Joshua Loshorn out of the bullpen. J-Lo this year with a 4.67 ERA has struck out 38 and walked 12, opponents batting 198 against him. He's got to provide some much-needed relief to the jam he's in. Peralta gives up three hits, two earned runs, two walks, strikes out none. Luke Gold will step in. Bases loaded with two outs. Tigers up 2-0 here in the first inning. Pitch from Loshorn. Misses away. A slider for ball one. Loshorn has been that long relief guy all year for the Marauders. We've also seen him in some save opportunities. And Bellarab calls a balk. That's going to score a run. It's 3-0. So a balk, and that's another run earned for Peralta. Now second and third, the runners stand. 1-0 pitch, fouled off straight back for a strike in the count even. Three nothing Tigers here in the home first. One one, swing and a miss, slider away from Loshorn, beats Gold for strike two. Ball and two strikes with two outs. Loshorn looking to get the Marauders out of this inning. Pitch. Grounded hard but foul. Third base side. That ball was roped just about a foot to the left of the third base bag. Do the two-strike pitch again. Loshorn set the 0-2 again to Gold. Called. Strike three. The Marauders are out of it. Loshorn gets a punch out to end the jam. Three runs come in to score in the first on three hits. No errors, and two men are left in scoring position. We go to the second. Tigers up by a trio when we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Claws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida High.
Back here for the top of the second in Lakeland. Tigers 3, Marauders nothing, our score. Charlene Polanco will lead things off. Batting 258 this year. Takes fastball down the heart of the plate for strike one. Charlene in Tuesday night's game was 1-for-4. Stole a base. A one pitch from Job. Misses high. Just across the letters. Ball and a strike now. Luis Peralta finishes with a two-thirds of an innings pitch. Three hits, three earned runs, two walks, and no strikeouts. Loshorn gets a punch out but is called for a balk. Now Job, the pitcher, on the mound. Holding up the ball. Weird look there. Next pitch. Called a strike on the inner half to Charlene. In the count, 1-2 now. Don't know why. Pitch clock stopped there when Job stepped off. 1-2. Fouled off straight back. Polanco earns himself another. Rather not steps off. He came set, then came unset. I don't know what else to say there. He left his right foot on the rubber. Just brought his left leg. Should have been called a balk. It would have been an automatic ball since there's no one on base. But 1-2 again now. Polanco takes fastball way up and outside. 2-2 the count. Charlene calls time, takes a couple of big practice cuts. And digs back in now. 2-2 pitch from Job to Polanco. Leading off this top of the second for the Marauders. On its way. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cutter gets him, one away. Three punch outs, four batters face for Job so far. Now Rodolfo Nolasco will step in. Velasco batting 237 this year, second in the team with 33 RBI, second with 8 home runs. Was 0-for-4 with an RBI on Tuesday night. First pitch to him misses way inside, curveball. Bends past the front hip, jumps out of the way of it, 1-0. Ball offering from Job. Velasco takes fastball, paints the inner half, 97 for strike one. You've seen Velo like this before, but not consistently. Most guys get one or two in a game. And the next pitch misses up and in, hits Nolasco on the Evo Shield on the elbow, and the Marauders have their first base runner. Hit by pitch for Rodolfo. He'll take the trot down to first. And it'll bring up Nick Cimillo. A good day for Cimillo here. Wind blowing out to left, but deep, deep left field here. 340. The shortest distance and left all the way in the corner. A wall that's about 6 feet high running along a grass hill all the way to center field. Pickoff throw to first from Job. Almost gets away from the first baseman, Jenkins, to Lasko. Back safely with nothing to worry about. Next pitch, or rather first pitch to Sumilla. It's a fastball in the inner half. 97 for strike one. Sumilla batting 244 this year. 14 RBI, 5 homers. 0-1. Lines it in the left center field. That's going to get down. Nolasco will pull into second, and Sumilla on first. Marauders have their first hit of the game. Line drive single for Sumilla. Puts men at first and second with one away for Francisco Acuna. Nick Sumilla, every game, he's going to give you one, at least one. Hard hit line drive for a base hit. And does it here to give this team a shot of life after giving up three runs in the first. Acuna with some pop. Don't let the 5-7 frame fool you. He could tie this game up with one swing. Has just one hit and 15 at-bats, though, as a Marauder so far. One RBI to his name. First pitch to him from Job. Acuna takes, breaking ball misses low and away. It's 1-0. Nolasco at second, Sumilla at first. Nolasco with good speed. Sumilla runs well for a corner infielder catcher. 1-0. Runs inside. Acuna watches a breaking ball. Missed just by his shins. 2-0 the count now. I like that approach, though, from Francisco. Stands in there. Doesn't move. If it's going to hit him, it's going to hit him. He's not worried about it. Job set. 2 balls and no strikes the pitch. Acuna bounces one foul. Third base side. That'll rattle off the protective fence in front of the Bradenton dugout. Strike one. Job got 4 straight outs to start his day. 3 of them punch-outs, and hit Nolasco with a fastball up and in, gave up the single to Sumilla. 2-1 pitch to Acuna from the Tiger right-hander. Francisco pops it up. First base side, foul ground. Jenkins is under it, and he makes the catch. 2 down. Infield pop fly brings up Davies Nadal now. Acuna got a fastball center cut up in the zone. Just couldn't get the barrel onto it in time and undercut it. Davies Nadal batting .183. 16 RBI, 4 homers, had 2 runs batted in on Tuesday night. Extended the Marauder lead to 6-2 in that game. That's the way it finished. Nadal with 4 homers this year. First pitch from Job. Nadal takes fastball way up and outside, is called a strike. It's 0-1. Job with a long pause now, waiting for the signs from Feliciano. He will step off. Was running out of time on the clock. Right-hander messing around with his hat. Throws it back on the dome and steps onto the rubber. Nolasco at second, Sumilla at first. Marauders with a good run-scoring chance. 0-1 pitch to Nadal. Shows bunt, fouls it off to the backstop for strike two. No balls, 2 strikes and 2 away. Marauders down 3-0 here in the top of the second inning. Nadal calls time, steps out. Couple of practice swings before digging back in. Bradenton, a lot of time to chip away at the deficit, but never a bad thing to get started early. Job set, checks Nolasco, the 0-2 pitch to Nadal. Takes a fastball that misses above the level of the helmet, and it's 1-2 now. Ball and 2 strikes to Davies Nadal. At one point was this team's home run leader. Job checks second, the 1-2. Hard hit, line drive, a base hit into right field. Nolasco's going to get the wave home with 2 away. It's going to be a close play. The throw is in plenty of time. Nolasco was beaten to the dish by about 5 or 6 feet. tagged out without a slide to end the inning. The Marauders get none out of a good scoring chance here in the second inning. We go to the home half of things. Tigers up 3-0 when we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often? Strike two. Hey, baby, now watch your sign. Next in line. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Now. First base. Why, yes, I went to Harvard.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, home half of the second in Lakeland. Tigers 3, Marauders nothing, our score. 9-1-2 in the inning for Lakeland. Moises Valero leads it off the DH. 244 average. Loshorn on the hill, first pitch. Fouled off, straight back slider into the seats for strike one. Loshorn got a punch out but was called for a balk to bring in a third run in the first inning. 0-1 pitch from him. Swing and a missed slider gets Valero way out in front. Cast the bat over the heart of the plate, comes up empty at strike two. 0-2 now from Loshorn. To Valero. Weak ground ball, hit toward second. Termar charging hard, one hand pick, underhand toss in time, a nifty play by Johnson. And there's one away. A little cue shot off the end of the bat. Valero went after another slider away. This time got the smallest of pieces of it. Back to the top of the order, and Peyton Grammy singled to lead off the first inning for Lakeland. Second trip to the plate in as many innings. First pitch from J-Lo. Fastball low and away. Call the ball. My goodness, it's 1-0. Good looking pitch from Loshorn. 1-0 now from the Marauder right-hander. Hit in the air to center. Polanco racing towards the warning track. He makes it over the shoulder grab for out number two. Good track and catch by Charlene. Graham just didn't catch it clean enough. Off the end of the bat. It was hit deeper than it looked as it would be off the bat. And I think Polanco thought it was coming a lot shallower than it was too. He originally just shaded to his left, but then took a dead sprint towards the right center field gap. Good grab brings up Feliciano. 0-for-1. Swings and misses. Down to a knee chasing a slider low and outside for strike one. Feliciano flied out in the first inning. On a weakly hit ball into the glove of Davey Snedall in right. Loshorn's 0-1. Slider popped up, foul ground, first base side. Planchart and Cimillo chasing after it, but they will both run out of room. Ball ends up about five rows back, just off to the right of the home plate area. No balls and two strikes. The count now to Feliciano. Loshorn looking for a 1-2-3 inning, trying to steady the Marauders defensively after three runs came in to score in the first. Loshorn set the 0-2 pitch on its way. Ball misses low, 1-2 now. Good looking sinker. Came up about half the ball width away from the home plate area. The 1-2. Ground ball hard hit towards third. Acuna with a nifty pick. Flips to the throwing hand and fires a dart to Cimillo at first to end the inning. Tigers are set down in order and Cimillo makes a good stretch to end it. We go to the third. 3-0 Lakeland, our score when we come back.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the top of the third in Lakeland. Tigers 3, Marauders nothing. Our score. Ben Picorni with you as always. On camp day at 11 a.m. first pitch. Sean Hunt knows what a fan I am. 9-1-2 in this inning for Bradenton. Planchart, Torero, and Brannigan due up. Planchy, the catcher, batting 233 this year. Two homers and 21 runs batted in. On base percentage mark for the Rodder catcher sits at 3-11. First pitch to him. Called a strike. Fastball in the outer half. It's 0-1. Job's still out there. Guy on rehab, you wonder, what's the pitch limit for him? Gonna assume it's not 40. Nobody up in the bullpen as Planchart takes. Curveball inside for strike two. Job trying to set down Planchy quickly. 0-2 pitch from the rehabbing right-hander for the Tigers on its way home. Called strike three. Planchart down looking at a curveball, and there's one away. Three pitches and a backwards K sends us to the top of the order, and Emmanuel Torero, he also saw three pitches and backwards K'd in the first inning. Torero on Tuesday night, a solo homer and a 1-for-4 evening. Game-winning solo blast is what it would turn out to be. First pitch to him. Takes, changeup, misses low, and it's 1-0. Good leave by Emmanuel to get ahead to start the trip. Wind still whipping down the left field line. Job's 1-0. Torero takes, fastball misses in. He jumps out of the way of it, 2-0. And now the bullpen will get going for the Tigers. Right-hander loosening for him. It's Quinn Gaudetis stretching and tossing. The 2-0. Torero takes fastball away. Call the strike, and it's 2-1. Pitch looked about a foot outside, but ABS fools me and Torero again. He was ungodly puzzled by how that's a strike. Job set. 2-1 on its way. Torero fouls it out. Outside cutter. Straight back. Strike two, and the count even. Just as I predicted, that crowd kind of dying down. Youngsters running out of energy. It was about, I think it was four Let's Go Tigers chants before they ran out of steam. 2-2 pitch to Torero. Swing and a miss, strike three. Slider gets him, two away. It's five strikeouts through 10 men face for Job, the starter for Lakeland. He'll now face Jack Brannigan, 0-for-1 with a flyout. Marauders down 3-0 here in the top half of the third inning. Two away in the bags, empty. First pitch from Jobe to Brannigan. Jack takes fastball up and away, corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Jobe is just painting wherever he wants right now. That fastball at 97 on his 41st pitch of the morning. 0-1. Brannigan sharply grounds one foul, third base side. Just got the barrel around to a curveball a little early for strike two. Easily would have been down the corner for a double, if not a triple, with Brannigan speed. No balls, two strikes and two outs. Jobe looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Pitch from the right-hander to Brannigan. Call the ball, just misses upstairs. Tight take, but a good one from Branny. Ball and two, the count now. Ready, set, the 1-2. Slider away, check swing for Brannigan, nowhere near going. Bellarab says no, it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Bases empty. Marauders chasing three. Brannigan trying to spark a two-out rally. Jobe rocks and fires the 2-2. Hard hit line drive, a base hit in the left field. That one just over the glove of Graham at short. Brannigan got a cutter, center cut, and didn't miss it. 107, the exit velocity to extend the inning. Get Brannigan a base hit. Hopefully get that confidence up for him. When he is hot, he is a tough guy to put away. That home stretch against Dunedin 2 weeks ago, it's a couple games where he was about the only guy producing on offense, quite literally. Had the only hit, a solo homer, in a game against the Blue Jays. And now manager Andrew Graham out of the dugout and to the mound for the Tigers. That'll do it for Jobe. 2 2/3 pitch, gave up three hits, walked none, and struck out five, and 11 men faced. I'd say a pretty solid rehab outing for him. Gaudetis to the mound. Brannigan at first. Marauders down 3-0 in the top of the third with two away. We'll step aside for the change and rejoin you here shortly back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just say.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, Quinn Gaudetis on the mound now for Lakeland. He enters with two outs and a man at first here in the top of the third facing Tamar Johnson. A 6.66 ERA for Gaudetis. Oh no. 17 walks, 17 strikeouts this year. And just over 25 innings pitch. First pitch, fastball to Johnson, taken for strike one. Tamar struck out looking in the first. Gaudetis, a native of Arlington Heights, Illinois. That's a 10-minute drive from where I grew up. 0-1 pitch. Fastball away. Called a strike 0-2. Makes you wonder, did I face Quinn Gaudetis playing youth travel ball? Probably not, because I was on the B team. Brannigan at first. 0-2 pitch to Johnson from Gaudetis with two away. Termar offers a check swing at a back foot slider. Oh, wow, no way. Bella Robb rings him up on that. Termar barely moved the bat, and that ends the inning. Three-pitch punch-out. The Marauders strand one. We'll head to the bottom of the third with Lakeland up three when we come back.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, say, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
You will.
Come on now.
Say
that you love me.
Say
that you need me.
Say
that you want me.
Say
you wanna please me.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on.
Back here for the bottom of the third on the Marauder Radio Network. Tigers up 3-0. Loshorn out for another inning of work for the Marauders. Facing Dom Johnson, the three-hole hitter. First up, slider misses away for ball one. Johnson, 1-for-1 in the game, singled in the first inning. Now it sounds like someone is banging the microphone on the PA setup against a window as the 1-0 pitch is fouled out of play for a strike in the count even. Three runs in the first, the difference thus far for the Tigers. They put up three on three hits. Loshorn with a 1-2-3 inning in the second to give the Marauders some much-needed confidence on the pitching and defensive side of things. 1-1 offering. Fouled off. Check swing. Shoots a ball straight back off the bat of Johnson for strike two. Loshorn trying to make it five straight retired. Right-hander comes together. 1-2 pitch on the way. Call the ball just misses low. Lucky to be standing in there still as Johnson. It's 2-2. Good-looking pitch from Loshorn. Even offering now from the right-hander. Check swing. If Termar's going, then he's got to go. There has to be consistency on that call from Bella Robb. Batter was down to a knee, and the bat was parallel to the front edge of home plate. Called no swing. Termar went about a fifth of the way around and was rung up. My goodness. 3-2 now from J-Lo. Hit high in the air to deep center field. Charlie Polanco sprinting for the warning track to the wall, looking up, and it is off the wall. Into second is Johnson. He wants a triple. Brannigan's relay to third, and not in time. Safe. A leadoff triple for Dom Johnson. High off the wall in center field. A loud start to the inning for the Tigers. Brings in Andrew Jenkins, 1-for-1 already with an RBI single. Chance to go 2-for-2 with another ribby here. Runner at third and nobody out. First pitch, Jenkins takes, slider away for ball one. Johnson at third with good speed, scoring on pretty much anything. Marauders with the infield back. 1-0, Jenkins shoots a ball foul into the 34 club. A private sweet seat area here in Lakeland. Off to the right side, out of play. Ball and a strike to Jenkins. Marauders going to trade the out for the run here. Just try to get one put away on the board. Jenkins calling time, stepping back in now. Loshorn's 1-1 pitch. Called a strike. Beautiful looking sinker. Up and in for strike two, 1-2 now. Loshorn set the 1-2 pitch on its way home. Line drive, base hit in the left field. Jogging in to score is Johnson. Jenkins will stand on first. Two RBI singles today for the cleanup man, and it's 4-0 Tigers. Zara Benitez up now. 0-for-1, but does have an RBI. Grounded out to bring a man around to score in the first inning. First pitch to him. Taken. Good looking sinker. Dots at the knees for strike one. Jenkins at first. Conservative lead for him. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Benitez swords at a slider about 3 feet outside for strike two. Loshorn set, trying to battle back after two hard hit. Knox to lead off the inning. 0-2 pitch to Benitez from Loshorn. Swing and a miss, strike three. Slider gets Benitez down to an E, missing for out number one. Abel Bastidas up now. Walked on a full count AB in the first inning. Facing Luis Peralta. First pitch to Bastidas. Jenkins at first with one away. Backdoor slider. Kicks in the door for strike one call. Good pitch to get ahead by Loshorn. Right-hander at the belt. 0-1 now. Check swing. Ball just misses low. My goodness. Tigers getting away with a lot today. 1-1 the count. Count even with one out. Jenkins at first. Double play chance here. Loshorn's pitch. Taken for a strike. Sinker up in the zone. It's 1-2. And the chance return from the 12-year-old Tiger faithful here today. 1-2 pitch from Loshorn to Bastidas. On its way. Ball in the dirt, gets away from Planchart to the backstop, and Jenkins will move up to second. That eliminates the double play. Ball in the count, 2-2 now. Two-two count with one out. Jenkins at second. Lakeland up 4-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch. This is way inside. Batter Bastidas jumps out of the way of a sinker that ran in towards his kneecap. Full count now. Loshorn set. Full count pitch with one away and a man at second. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball in the dirt gets Bastidas for out number two. Back-to-back punch outs for Loshorn. Good response after giving up the two knocks to start the inning and a run coming in to score off him. Brings in Jose De La Cruz, walked in the first inning. First pitch, backdoor slider, called a strike. Good looking offering from J-Lo. Gets ahead in the count, 0-1. Right-hander set, checks Jenkins at second, the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off third base side, a bouncing ball for strike two. No balls, two strikes and two outs. One run has come in to score in this inning for Lakeland. Loshoring trying to keep it that way. Jenkins stands at second. Now let's go Marauders chant. We love it. Pitch fouled off straight back. We'll do the 0-2 again. Fans switching allegiances here. No balls, two strikes and two outs. Jose De La Cruz in the box. Loshoring fires home. Swing. Checked. Appealed. Of course he didn't go. It's 1-2 now. Consistently inconsistent. 1-2 with two away. Loshoring about to fire his 36th pitch of the outing. Ready comes together and will now step off the backside of the rubber. Now reclaiming his stance and set. 1-2 pitch. Slider misses away. 2-2 now. Good pitcher's pitch from Loshoring to try and draw a swing and a miss from De La Cruz. Count even at a pair apiece. Loshoring set. Checks Jenkins at second. The 2-2 with two away. Popped up in the infield. Polanco from center is going to race all the way onto it. And he makes the catch as Torero collides with him. Just a brush of the shoulders. Both men jog back to the dugout, seemingly okay. That'll end the inning. Tigers get one run off two hits, and they strand a man in scoring position. We will go to the fourth. 4-0 Lakeland the score, and we come back. Here for the top of the fourth at Publix Field in Lakeland. Tigers 4, Marauders nothing. The score. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders with you. Shalene Polanco leading off the fourth, facing Quinn Gaditis in his first full inning of work on the hill for Lakeland. Right-hander got a punch out of Johnson, allegedly, on a swing back in the third inning. First pitch to Polanco's, a ball in the dirt that ends up at the backstop, and it's 1-0. Shaleen struck out in a six-pitch at-bat back in the second inning. Went down swinging. Marauders three hits. No runs have been hit by a pitch, but yet to draw a walk have been struck out. Six of their first 12 trips in the game. 1-0 to Polanco. Hits it high in the air to left. Should be playable for Benitez. Left fielder under it, and a routine catch made with one hand for out number one. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco was hit by a pitch in the second inning. Part of the Marauders getting two men on with just one away, but were unable to convert on the scoring chance. First pitch to Nolasco. Hard hit ground ball towards short. Back up into the grass to field it as Graham. His throw to first is low and picked well by Jenkins. Two away. They get Nolasco by about a step and a half. And two quick outs on three pitches brings in Nick Cimillo. Got the Marauders' first hit of the game in the second inning. A hard hit line drive that dropped down into left field. Gaudis' first offering. Cimillo takes fastball center cut for strike one. Oh, one now from the right-hander. Cimillo pops it foul out of play back behind home plate. A strike and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and two away. Pitch. Cimillo takes. Call the ball. Just misses outside, man. Thought that one was going to be rung up for strike three. Instead of 1-2 pitch upcoming for Cimillo. Offering. Misses way outside. Ball in the dirt. About 3 feet off the plate, and it's 2-2 now. Cimillo with some good takes to extend this trip. Gaudis set at the belt. 2-2 pitch. Cimillo takes. Call the ball. Same spot as the 0-2 pitch. Didn't miss by much. Full count now. Cimillo earning himself what should be a good-looking offering here in the 3-2. Pitch on the way from Gaudis. Hit in the air to center. Going back towards the warning track on it is Johnson, but it'll make the catch with about 20 feet to spare before the wall to end the inning. Marauders are set down in order, and we go to the home fourth with the Tigers still up 4-0 when we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th, and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Alligator.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth on the Marauder Radio Network. Tigers leading us 4-0. Entering this frame, Owen Schartz on the mound now for Bradenton. Loshorn, 2 2/3 pitch, gave up an earned run on 2 hits, striking out 3. Schartz enters this outing with a 4.50 ERA, 10 innings pitched, 7 strikeouts and 8 walks for him. First outing in over a week for Schartz. First man will face is Luke Gold. 8-9-1 in the inning, due up for the Tigers. First pitch from Schartz. Fastball misses away, 1-0. Gold struck out in a 4-pitch at-bat to end the first inning in his only trip so far. The 1-0 now from Schartz. Fastball check swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. It's strike one. Tyler Green will not even bother with the appeal. Count even. 1-1 from Schartz. Breaking ball, beautiful looking pitch at the knees. Called a strike, and it's 1-2. Schartz with one win this year, 1-0. This is his 8th outing. Longest he's gone is 2 innings pitched. The 1-2. Ground ball, hard hit towards short. Brannigan lays out but can't make the play. That one's going to trickle into left field. A leadoff single for Gold, a seeing eye variety to start the home half of the 4th inning. Moises Valera, the 9-hole man, 0-for-1 with the ground out. But off the 1-2-3 second inning with Loshorn on the mound. First pitch to Valera with a man at first. Takes fastball up, just misses, 1-0 the count to start the trip. Cloud cover clearing and sunshine soaking up the diamond now. 1-0 from Schartz to Valera. Breaking ball fouled off straight back. That one caught Planchard on the forearm, it looked like, on the tip off the end of the bat. Planchy shakes it off quickly, though. Ball and a strike to count to Valera. Mentioned it before, and I'll say it again here. Marauders have 54 double plays turned, more than any other team in the Florida State League. Schartz is 1-1. Breaking ball misses. About 2 ball widths outside, and it's 2-1 the count. Good-looking pitch from Schartz. Didn't draw a cut, though, from Valera. Big lead at first for Gold. 2-1 pitch to Valera from Schartz. Fastball fouled off out of play right field line for a strike, and it's 1-1. The video board prompts, easily followed by the young fans. They get loud and the screeches start. 2-2. Breaking ball, bounce foul, third base side. That would have been a nice twin kill opportunity there, but instead it's a spoil. We'll see another 2-2 pitch from Schartz to Valero here shortly. Fresh baseball for Schartz on the mound. Second 2-2 offering to Valera. Swing and a tip in and out of the mid of Planchard. Planchy upset with himself for not squeezing that apple. We'll do the 2-2 pitch for a third time. Third 2-2 offering on its way. No. Pickoff. Schartz with the nice little move, but back safely. Ahead of the throw was Gold at first. Schartz set. Now the 2-2. Check swing, ball in the dirt. Planchard can't find it. Runner's going to go for second. The throw is into center field. Gold's going to try to go up to third. Polanco's throw there, not in time. An error on Planchard. Moves Gold from first to third, but still nobody out in the inning. You know what they say, there's nothing like going to a ball game. Sunny skies, hot dogs, and the blood-curdling screams of 12-year-olds on a Thursday morning. Runner at third, infield in, 3-2. Ball in the dirt. That's a walk, and there's men at the corners with nobody out now. Back to the top of the order we go in Peyton Graham. 1-for-2 with a fly out today. Graham from the right side steps in. Stolen base as well today. Good speed. Wouldn't be shocked if he tries to lay one down here, honestly. See, though, first pitch. Runner feints it, go for second, and Graham slashes one down the third baseline. A fair ball into the corner. Scoring easily is Gold. Valero's going to get waved home. He will score standing up. It's a 2-RBI double for Peyton Graham, and that'll make it a 6-0 game in favor of the Tigers. Double with still nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Graham halfway to the cycle now, has the easy legs out of the way. That hit brings in RBI 24 and 25 on the year. Feliciano, the catcher, in 0-for-2 today. He takes first pitch, cutter away for ball one. Good looking offering from Schartz. His pitches have been getting good spots, but just getting good swings on it are the Tigers. The 1-0 now, fouled off straight back to the backstop. A strike, and it's 1-1. Ball and a strike to Feliciano. Graham at second after his 2-RBI double. The pitch. Flied down the right field side. Hooking towards foul ground. Davies Nadal running after it. And it's going to be a fair ball. Does it drop? We can't see that corner. And that is the case. Runner coming home. Now caught in a pickle is Graham. And he gets back to third. So it's a double for Feliciano. Now 2 in scoring position. With still nobody out. My view is obscured from about 20 feet of the right field corner. Apparently Davies Nadal dropping it. He was waiting under the ball, but guessing that was an error. Jonathan Johnston talking to home plate umpire Tyler Green about it. I personally couldn't see it. The Pepsi Pavilion in right blocks my view of the right field corner. So I had no way of seeing where that ball did end up. Davies dropped it, or if it fell in front of him. And now Matt Ford, Marauders pitching coach, is going to head after the out to the mound. Forty talking with the infielder, Schartz and Planchart. And the quick check concluded. Dominic Johnson in. 3-hole hitter, a triple and a single today. Halfway to the cycle, you're in just the fourth inning, his third at-bat. Runners on second and third with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to Johnson, outer half fastball, call to strike, it's 0-1. Schartz does well to get ahead with a good play, Cedar. Righty set, the 0-1. Ball in the dirt, good pick by Planchart. Runners will stay put. Count even at a pitch apiece. Tigers with 3 runs in the first, 1 in the third, and 2 already in the fourth. Still nobody out. 1-1 delivery from Schartz. Hit in the air, deep to right. Nadal racing back to the warning track after it'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Graham. He'll score easily. Sack fly RBI for Dominic Johnson, makes it 7-0 Tigers. But Sharks does get that crucial first out here. Feliciano also tags and advances to third. Andrew Jenkins in now. Two singles, two runs batted in today in two trips. Sackfly brings up RBI number 32 of the year for team leader Dominic Johnson. Infield in now for Jenkins with a man at third. Pitch, breaking ball missing away. It's 1-0. Marauders trailing 7-0 here in the final game of the first half of the season. Game does not affect playoff standings or anything of that regard. Pitch to Jenkins, lined over the head of Johnson, a base hit into right field. His third RBI single of the game brings in Feliciano and makes it 8-0 Tigers. Three for three with three RBI. Good day for the cleanup man. Lazaro Benitez in now. Strikeout and an RBI ground out. 0 for 2 today. First pitch. Fastball misses high. 1-0. Ball and no strikes with one away. Jenkins at first, the pitch. Fastball misses high, 2-0. Broken bat liner into shallow center. Polanco charging on. That one's going to drop in. Fluke single. Keeps the line moving. Men at first and second now with still only one away. Fifth hit of the inning for Lakeland. Abel Bastidas up now. Third baseman 0 for 1 today with a walk. Runners at first and second with one out. Four runs have scored in the inning for the Tigers. First pitch. Fastball misses outside, 1-0. Short set, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball hit in the air to left. Torero jogging onto the can of corn and making the catch. Two down. The ninth man of the inning stepping in now, Jose De La Cruz. A walk and a fly out for him today. First pitch to De La Cruz, the right-handed hitter from Owen Schartz. Weekly bounce to third. This is going to be a tough play. Acuna charging. Glove play made. Throw to first. No way. Bella Robb calls him safe. I should not be surprised, though. Blown call keeps the inning alive. It scored an infield single, and the bases are loaded now with two away, and the Tigers have officially batted around in the inning. Luke Gold led off the frame with a single. He's 1-for-2 today, a strikeout and that base hit. Bases loaded with two outs. Tigers up 8-0. First pitch from Sharks. Slider misses away to Gold. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, big cut and a miss, strike in the count, 1-1. Sharks trying to end this four-run scoring bottom of the fourth for Lakeland. Tigers doing their damage here. 1-1 pitch from Sharks. Ball in the dirt, blocked by Planchard. Runners stay put. 2-1 now. Two balls and a strike, a neutral count with two away. Bags juiced here for Lakeland. The pitch, pop foul and out of play behind home for strike two. Sharks is swinging a miss away from getting out of this inning. Two outs and the bases loaded. Sharks looking in for the signs from Planchy. Comes set now. Pitch to Gold on its way. Breaking ball hit in the air, right center field gap. Polanco racing towards the warning track. He'll make the catch to end the inning. 10 at-bats in the inning for the Tigers. They put up four runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. One error, and they leave them loaded. We've played four. Lakeland 8, Bradenton nothing the score, and we come back.
Gators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator, and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
Back here for the top of the fifth in Lakeland. Tigers leading your Marauders 8-0. Tanner Kohlhepp on the mound, rehabber. Was supposed to start yesterday for Lakeland. And instead, we'll throw a couple of innings here in relief of Gaditis. First man will face is Francisco Acuna. He's 0-1 with an infield pop out. First pitch, fastball away for a strike, gets 0-1. Tigers put up three in the first, one in the third, four in the fourth to give them this eight-run advantage. 11 hits on the board for the home side. 0-1 pitch. Cunha takes fastball, ends up at the backstop, and it's 1-1, couple feet outside. Acuna, Nadal, and Planchard do up in the inning, but just saw Planchard run to the bullpen with catcher's gear in tow. 1-1 pitch to Acuna. Hit high and deep to left by Francisco. It's back and hooking foul. He got a lot of it, but couldn't keep it fair. It's strike two in the count. 1-2 now. Kohlhepp set. 1-2 pitch to Acuna. Weak grounder towards second. Scooped up by Gold. Is sort of first in plenty of time. One out. That'll bring in Davies Nadali at a hard hit line drive single in the second inning, but Nolasco was thrown out trying to advance home on it. put a charge and a ball through the right side of the infield, about 3 feet off the ground. Almost too hard hit. Lasco was thrown out by a good few feet. Good throw from De La Cruz on the occasion. First pitch to Nadal from Kohlhepp. Davies takes slider inside, misses 1-0. And it is Omar Alfonso in the on-deck circle in place of Planchard. So a change in catchers and in the batting order. Pitch to Nadal. Fastball away. Called a strike, and it's even at 1-1. Alfonso called up earlier this week. Back with the team as Nadal is hit by an inside heater. He'll shed the gear and head on down to first. Second time he's reached safely in two trips today. That can't feel good. 96 miles per hour right on the rib cage. Omar Alfonso in now. In his stint in Bradenton before being sent back to the complex. Alfonso is betting at a mark of 250. With runners in scoring position. And he's not on the stat sheets they handed us today. Hold on. My goodness. And that's a balk. Pitcher Kohlhepp went to fire home, and it looked like his right foot just was stuck in concrete. So Nadal's going to move up to second on a balk. Davies would have stolen it anyway, more likely than not. So balk moves Nadal to second. Alfonso batting 167 this year. In his handful of games played in Bradenton, had three RBI. One of them a two-out bottom of the ninth double to tie a game and force extras against these Tigers. Alfonso takes first pitch. Slider called a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Looks like Julian Bosnick getting loose now for Bradenton. Quick mound chat between the catcher Feliciano and pitcher Kohlhepp. Nadal with good speed at second. One out. 0-1 pitch to Alfonso from Kohlhepp. Omar cuts and misses way, way late at a sinker away for strike two. Top of the order, and Emmanuel Torero follows behind Alfonso. Davies Nadal with a conservative lead by his standard at second. Kohlhepp checks on him. Another peak, and now the 0-2 pitch. Alfonso takes fastball down the middle, called strike three, two away. Top of the order in Torero up. Two strikeouts for Emmanuel, one looking, one swinging so far this morning. Now into the afternoon, though. Torero batting 295 on the season, five home runs, 25 RBI. Team leader with that 295 average. First pitch to him. Takes, fastball misses, high and out. 1-0. Nadal steadily extending that secondary lead on second. Might see him try to take off here and add to his stolen base total of 18 on the year. 1-0. Torero takes. Sinker at the knees over the heart of the plate for strike one call. And the count even. Kohlhepp checks second. 1-1 pitch. Torero takes. Backdoor slider is striking. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes with two away. Nadal at second. Kohlhepp set. Pitch to Torero. Bounce back up the middle, charging hard as the shortstop. Throw to first, not in time, and it gets away. Nadal's going to come home to score on the throwing error, and the Marauders get their first run of the game. They cut the deficit to 7. 8-1 the score now. It's a single for Torero, and Nadal scores on the air. A little bit of life for this Marauders team. Jack Brannigan in now, 1-for-2. Flat out in the first today. Hard line drive single back in the third inning. Not credited with an RBI is Terrero on that play, though. First pitch to Branny. Slider misses away, 1-0. E6 sees Nadal coming to score. Cole Hepsett, 1-0 pitch to Brannigan. Ball in the dirt. Picked up on the backhand by the catcher Feliciano. Terrero stays put at first, but the count 2-0 now. And Manuel with 16 stolen bases this year, second on the team, trails Nadal by a pair. Might see him take off, but 2-0 count. You're likely thinking fastball, so maybe not the best base runners count to take off on. 2-0. Terrero does not go, and the sinker is called a strike below the knees. It's 2-1 to Brannigan. Still plenty of time left in this one. Marauders have scored 7 runs, their highest ever inning total. They just need that across the next couple of frames to tie this one up. 2-1 pitch to Brannigan. He fouls it off the mask of the catcher, Feliciano, as it ricochets into the Tiger dugout for strike 2. Two outs. Terrero at first after reaching on a single. Nadal scored on a throwing error from the shortstop, Graham, trying to get Terrero at first. Cole Hep looking in for the signs from Feliciano. Ready, set, 2-2 pitch with 2-0 to Brannigan. Hard hit ground ball toward short. Graham Fields will take the short route to second. Terrero's retired, and the inning is over. The Marauders, though, do pick up a run on one hit, one error, and strand one man. We're through the halfway point in this one. Lakeland 8, Bradenton 1 the score, and we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom of the fifth with Miguel Fulgencio on the down mound now for Bradenton. Miguel fresh off the IL, a 5.14 ERA form in 7 innings pitched. First offering, called the ball to Valero. Don't know where it missed, but it's 1-0. And 8-1 Tigers the score in the home fifth there as the 1-0 pitch almost hits Valero. Changeup bounces inside, it's 2-0. Valero walking a ground out today. Next pitch. At the backstop, it's 3-0. And 3-0 count to Valero. Miguel comes set. Left-handers offering home. Breaking ball misses high, ball four. Leadoff walk on four straight. Valero reaches on the free pass for the second time today. We go back to the top of the order, and Peyton Graham, he has a double, a single, and two runs batted in today. He's also scored two runs of his own. Time called as one of the young campers throws a baseball onto the field and left, so Torero has to go pick it up. Peyton Graham, 2-for-3. Valero at first, double play chance here for Bradenton. First pitch, fastball down the middle. Good pitch from Miguel. He gets ahead. It's 0-1. Good bounce back after the four-pitch walk to get ahead with a strike. A one hit in the air to right. Routine for Davies. Nadal as he jogs to his left, settles and catches for out number one. Brings up the catcher and two-hole man, Mario Feliciano. A double, a ground out, and a fly out today. Doubled in that four-run bottom of the fourth for the Tigers. First pitch to him. Fastball up, called a strike. It's 0-1. Miguel seems to have bounced back well after giving up the leadoff walk. A one pitch. Line to left, a base hit. Over the head of Brannigan. It drops down about 20 or 30 feet in front of Torero. 12th hit of the game for the Tigers. Puts men at first and second with one out. Here in the fifth inning, in the three-hole hitter, Dominic Johnson in. A single, a triple, and a sac fly that netted him an RBI. 2-for-2 today. Omar Alfonso calling time. The catcher with the touch signs for the infielders. Fulgencio set, check second. First pitch to Johnson. Fastball misses low and in. It's 1-0. Miguel set, checks both runners. Now the 1-0. Ground ball up the middle. Termar knocks it down on the backhand, but it's going to roll into center field off the heel of his glove. One run's going to score. That's Valero coming across to touch the dish. Up to third is Feliciano. And standing at first with an RBI single. His third hit of the game here in the fifth inning is Dom Johnson. Ground ball was smoked up the gut of the diamond. Termar laid out in the grass behind second base, got a glove to it, but was unable to snare it cleanly. Andrew Jenkins up now, dangerous hitter, is 3-for-3 today with three RBI. RBI single in the first, RBI single in the third, and another, you guessed it, RBI single in the fourth. Then at the corners, first pitch. Jenkins takes, fastball misses above the letters, it's 1-0. Johnson at first, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Jenkins tied up. Good changeup. Low and in for strike one. Miguel bounces back to even things. Add a pitch apiece. Miguel sent the 1-1 pitch with one away. Jenkins takes. Changeup misses. Low and in. 2-1 now. Tigers up 9-1 here in the fifth inning. Still a chance to add on more for Lakeland. 2-1 from Jenkins. Lines it up the middle, a base hit into center field. His fourth of the game, that's his fourth RBI of the game. And it's 10-1 Lakeland. Scoring on the play is Feliciano. Johnson up to second. Still only one away in the inning. Zara Benitez up, a single, a ground out, and a strikeout. 1-for-3, has an RBI as well. Right. Two runs have come across here in the bottom of the fifth to bring up double digits for the Tigers. First pitch to Benitez. Fastball down the middle. Called a strike. It's 0-1. Ball and a strike with two on and one away. Miguel checks second. Fires home to Benitez. He chops a slider foul third base side for strike two. Bounced over the head of the leaping attempt to the third base coach and manager Andrew Graham. O-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Benitez out in front of a slider. And there's two away. Miguel gets the strikeout. And a big second out. Bell Bastidas up now. A walk, a strikeout, and a flyout for him. Rodgers one out away from ending this. Two-run scoring bottom of the fifth. Fulgencio set. First offering. Big swing and a miss from Bastidas for strike one. Miguel looking in for the signals from Alfonso. Left-hander sent the 0-1 pitch. Call the strike. Good-looking fastball. Splits the outer half and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes and two outs, two men on. Pitch. Weakly bounce to the mound. Fulgencio muffs the ground ball, but recollects and throws to first in time to end the inning. Two runs coming to score in the fifth for Lakeland on three hits, no errors, and they strand a pair. We've played five in Tigertown. Flying Tigers 10, Marauders won the score, and we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Started with a little bitty look, but it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, a little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over.
Back here for the top of the sixth in Tigertown, Lakeland 10. Bradenton won the score, Ulysses Campos. Onto the mound now for the Tigers. Campos this year has posted an ERA of 7.64. Striking out 30 and walking 3. Termar Johnson first up. First pitch hit high in the air in the infield. Couple men converge on it. And settling and making the grab is the center fielder Johnson all the way in towards the dirt for out number one. Shot Charlene Polanco up now 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. Charlene, the team home run leader with 11 this year. First pitch to him, misses. Gets ahead 1-0. And 1-0 offering. Charlene takes fastball below the knees, 2-0 now. Don't want to fall behind to a hitter like Polanco. Next offering, a big cut and a miss from Charlene. Two and one with one away. Marauders got a run in the top of the fifth. Davies and it all scored on an air. The lone tally for the Young Buccos. 2-1. Charlene grounds it weakly towards first. Slow roller into the glove of the first baseman Jenkins. Underhand flip to Campos. Safe. Charlene beats it out. Infield single for Polanco with one away. Marauders have a base runner here in the top of the sixth inning. Rodolfo Nolasco steps up, has been hit by a pitch, and has grounded out today. First pitch to Rodolfo. Takes fastball, misses up and in, almost caught him in the ribs. Was able to get out of the way and gets ahead 1-0. One ball offering from Campos. Polanco takes fastball, misses eye level, and it's 2-0. Now the catcher, Feliciano, going to head out to the mound and talk with his right-hander. Reminder that this is the final game of the first half of the season. Tomorrow, everyone's record will go to 0-0. And we'll play 66 more games to decide the final playoff spot out of the Florida State League West Division. Clearwater winning the first half. They've guaranteed their ticket to the divisional series. Marauders will either hope to win the second half or come in second behind Clearwater. That's how it'll be decided. Pitched in Alaska after the mound visit. Fastball misses high, and it's 3-0. A team aside from Clearwater either finishes first in the division in the second half, and they'll earn the other playoff spot. Or if the Threshers win both halves, the second-place team in the second half will get that other spot. 3-0 to Nolasco. Fastball looped down the middle. Rodolfo taking it all the way in the 3-0 count. Strike one and count 3-1. Still a hitter advantage count for Rodolfo Nolasco. 3-1 pitch. Hard hit ground ball toward short. Should be two. Graham to second for one. Relay to first, a double play. 6-4-3, a twin kill, erases Polanco's single, and the Marauders are set down in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. We'll go to the home sixth, Lakeland 10, Bradenton 1, the score, and we come back.
Sheriff's Office on our Coeur d'Alene, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes. We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 Nora 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 Nora 8, when you're on 15.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, my bud, who's my good boy? You my good boy? Yeah, good boy. Animals are...
Back here for the bottom of the sixth in Tiger Town, Lakeland 10. Bradenton won the score. Brandon Bidois on the mound now. First pitch from Biddy, fly ball into right. Termar Johnson's going to make the call in shallow grass. Catch secured as well. There's one away. Bidois, the Australian right-hander, with an ERA of 1.8 this year in five innings pitched, eight strikeouts and two walks, averaging a punch out of frame. Celebrated his 22nd birthday yesterday. I think the rain out gave him a chance to enjoy the day off and celebrate the B-Day. First pitch to Luke Gold. Eight-hole hitter misses inside for ball one. The 1-0 now from Biddy. Swing and a miss, high fastball, cut on. Gold was way late to it for strike one. Even offering. Slider away, call the ball. It's 2-1 now. Good looking pitch. Just didn't get the corner. Biddy's 2-1. Fastball outer half, paints it black for strike two. Brandon told me his family back in Brisbane listen and watch to the game, so a hello to them. Be happy to know I've watched every Ashes day of the test match that's gone on the past week. The 2-2, breaking ball misses out in the count full. Three, two to Gold. Single, a strikeout, and a flyout tonight for him. Pitch on the way from Bidois. Fastball driven into right center field. Racing after it into the gap is Nadal, and he'll make the catch on the run, two away. Davies shows off that great range and speed to secure out number two. Bidois trying to give the Marauders just their second scoreless inning defensively today. Has to get through Moises Valero. Nine-hole hitter in DH, grounded out in the second, then walked in the fourth and fifth innings. Good day for the on-base percentage for him. Has scored two runs as well. First pitch, fastball misses outside. Clips off the mitt of Alfonso and rolls to the backstop. It's 1-0. The 1-0. Fastball misses high. 2-0 now. Two zero, fastball low, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, and two outs to Valero. Pitch from Bidois. This is high ball four, third walk of the day for Valero. That'll extend the inning and flip us to the top of the Tiger order. Bidois, after getting a pair of quick outs, walks Valero on four straight. Peyton Graham, the top of the order man in. A single, a double, and two RBI, two for four today. First pitch to him from Biddy. Fastball misses high, 1-0. One zero now. This is away. 2-0. Six straight balls from Bidois. Two 2-0 with two out. Valero at first, held on by Cimilla. Pitch from Bidois. Hit high and deep to left. That one is back, and it is way out of here. A no-doubt home run for Peyton Graham. His fourth big fly of the season, 425-foot blast. Makes it 12-1 Tigers. Got a fastball up in the zone and did not miss it. Cleared the grass hill and left and ended up on the Corona Cabana. That's one of the deepest hit homers we've seen all year. 425 at 106 off the bat. Two-run blast brings in Mario Feliciano now, the catcher. 2-for-4 with a double, a single, and two runs scored. First pitch to him, misses low and away, 1-0 the count. Next pitch bounces into the plate. Alfonso picks it and calls time. He'll head out to the mound to talk with Biddy here. And pitching coach Matt Ford going to join him. Now the corner infielders, Acuna and Cimilla, going to join the conversation. But Brannigan and Johnson not involved in this convention. Home plate umpire Tyler Green going up to break the mound visit up. Check concluded, 40 back to the dugout. Mario Feliciano in. First pitch after the mound visit. 2-0 misses. 3-0 now. Call the strike on the outer half. Bidois lands a fastball there, and it's 3-1 now. Three-one pitch, runs up and in and hits Feliciano. He falls to the ground in a heap here. Training staff and manager quickly rush to him, and he's back to his feet and okay now. Trainer will still check on him near the first base bag. Looking at his, looks like his left hand. Might have caught him right on the knuckle. And I think that's going to be it. He's going to exit the game. So Feliciano hit by a pitch on the hand. And his day is over. And they're going to bring in, looks like Archer Brookman, assuming he will catch and now run at first, naturally. So Brookman replaces Feliciano with an injury. As Dom Johnson steps in. 3-for-3 today, a triple and two RBI. First pitch to him of this at-bat. Fastball down the middle at the knees. Called a strike. It's 0-1. Bidois gets ahead. Biddy got the first two outs on six pitches, then gave up a walk, a two-run homer, and then the hit-by-pitch. The 0-1 now from the Aussie right-hander. Swing and a miss. Cutter in the dirt. Johnson nowhere near it with the cut, and it's strike two. Bidois checks first and comes set. The 0-2 pitch to Johnson, trying to end the inning. On its way. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. Strike three. Runner will not go to first. Drop third completed. Routinely, and the inning is over. Two-run homer for Graham. Makes it 12-1 Tigers as we go to the final three innings here in Lakeland when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network. Here for the top of the seventh in Lakeland. Tigers up 12-1 on your Marauders. Samilla will lead things off. Ulysses Campos still on the mound for Lakeland. First pitch to Samilla. Fastball misses high, 1-0. Three innings to go in the first half of the 2023 season. Game number 65 of the year. 1-0 fastball to Samilla. Gets the outer half. Call the strike. It's 1-1. Even offering. Smello takes ball in the dirt, rolls to the backstop, and it's 2-1 now. Count neutral at 2-1. Pitch from the Campos. Smello takes, offering misses in. And it's 3-1 now. Smello a single and a flyout today. Both balls well struck. Campos is 3-1 offering. Samilla lines it hard into left center field. That one's headed for the gap and rolling to the wall. Samilla's digging for two. He's going to pull in there, standing up. A leadoff double for Nick Samilla. He improves to 2-for-3 today. That ball was crunched to left. 106 off the bat of Samilla. Split the left and center fielder. About straight down the middle, even between them. Rolled all the way to the wall. 420-foot corner here in Lakeland, helping Samilla out. Gives him a leadoff double. And an incredibly comfortable trot in there at that. Francisco Acuna up now. Pop out and a ground out today, 0-2. First pitch to him from Campos. Takes fastball over the heart of the plate for strike one. Wind still blowing out to left, overcast skies now. Look threatening to retake the sky. 0-1. Acuna takes right down the middle again for strike two. This time a slider that front doors him. 0-2 the count to Acuna. pitch. Line drive, base hit in the left. Zamillo had to wait on it to see if it got through. So he'll move up 90 feet to third, back-to-back hits. But men on the corners with nobody out for the Marauders. Cunha with his second hit as a Durr. Proves his line to 1-for-3 today and brings in Davies Nadal. Davies' single in the second was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Has touched home, the only Marauder to do so far today. Nadal with a batting average just below 190. First pitch to him from Campos. Fastball in the outer half, a strike, and it's 0-1. A 1 pitch. Swing and a miss, Nadal. Chases a sinker below the zone for strike two. 9 spot hitter Omar Alfonso waits behind him. Calling time and stepping out as Davies adjusts the Velcro on the batting gloves, now digs back in. Zamillo at third, Acuna at first with nobody out. 0-2 pitch to Nadal. Takes ball in the dirt, well blocked by the catcher Brookman, and it's 1-2 now. Checking first and coming set is Campos. 1-2. Nadal takes eye-level heater. Count even at a pair piece now to him. Two balls, two strikes, and nobody out. Marauders down 11 here in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, Nadal. Beaten by a fastball in the inner half for out number one. Brings up the 9 spot and catcher Omar Alfonso. Omar's looking strikeout on 3 pitches back in the 5th inning. Place Giovanni Planchart in that 5th. First pitch, Omar sees fastball down the middle for strike one. A 1. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Alfonso chases outside. And now falls behind 0-2. O-2 count with one away. Zamillo at third. Let off the inning with a double. Acuna then singled. Men at the corners. 0-2 fastball misses high. Taken by Alfonso for ball 1. 1 run on 7 hits for Bradenton, 12 on 15 knocks for the Tigers. Pitch fouled off. Alfonso spoils the 1-2 breaking ball straight back to earn himself another. The 1-2 pitch from Campos again. Hard hit ground ball, a base hit into right field. Zamillo's going to come in to score. It's an RBI single for Alfonso. Acuna goes first to third. And the Marauders cut the deficit down to 10. It's 12-2. RBI number 4 of the year for Omar Alfonso. This team's still fighting here late in the game, down by a heap. That'll bring us to the top of the order in a pinch hitter. Tanner Treadaway will bat for Emmanuel Torero. As pitching coach Nick Green of Lakeland heads out to the mound to chat with Campos. We'll take a look at the upcoming schedule, as I mentioned a couple times today. The second half of the season starts tomorrow, 6:30 the first pitch time. 6 o'clock game on Saturday, then a 1 p.m. finish on Sunday. And we head back home for a 3-day stretch, or rather a 6-game stretch, with the Threshers after a Monday and Tuesday off day this week. But no off day on Monday, July the 3rd. That's a big night at Lecom. And a Tuesday through Sunday stint in Daytona Beach, 4th through the 9th of July. We'll head on the All-Star break. Tanner Treadway in. Ulysses Campos still on the mound. Men at the corners with one out. First pitch to Treadway. Takes low. Call the ball. It's 1-0. Treadway batting 157 this year. 5 RBI for the Oklahoma Sooner. Breaking ball misses low. 2-0. Next pitch, Treadway down to a knee, chases a changeup in the dirt for strike two. Fouled off straight back, Treadway catches a piece of a high fastball. Shoots it into the backstop, netting for strike two. Two count with one away. Campos fires. Treadway takes high fastball, misses, and it's full up to him. 3-2 the count. Castillo is in the on-deck circle now as well, so looks like he will be replacing Jack Brannigan. 3-2 pitch from Campos to Treadway. Swing and a tip into the mitt of the catcher, Brookman. Strike three out, number two. That'll bring up Jesus Castillo. Costi enters this at-bat with a .210 average, 52 walks, a .385 on-base percentage, replacing Jack Brannigan. And at the corners with two outs. First pitch, ground ball, past the glove of Jenkins at first. That one's going to roll down the line. Coming in to score is Acuna. Up to third is Alfonso Castillo. Will stand at second with a two-out RBI double. The Marauders cut the deficit down to 9. It's 12-3 now. How about that for Jesus Castillo? He had been starved of a base hit lately and finds one here in one of the unlikeliest times to bring in the second run of the inning for the Marauders. And Alexander Mojica now batting for Termar Johnson. So a heap of changes here in the inning for the Marauders. Switching out almost, it feels like, the entire lineup across the course of this game. Two in scoring position for Big Bo. First pitch. Fastball in the dirt. Gets to the backstop. Omar Alfonso's going to jog home and score. And that cuts the deficit down again. Third run of the inning makes it 12-4. Marauders trail by just 8 now. Up to third is Castillo. Scoring is Alfonso. Still an RBI chance with a runner on third for Mojica. First pitch misses high. 1-0. Next pitch, a cut and a miss. Mojica chases a sinker away and low for strike one. Campos set the 2-1 pitch to Mojica. Fouled off the end of the bat, first base side for a strike, and it's 2-2. Two count to Mojica. Pitch. Popped up, foul ground, first base side. It'll hook out a play and we'll do it again. Next 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Mojica out in front of a slider. Inning over. The Marauders, though, put up 3 runs in the inning on 4 hits. No errors, and they strand one. 12-4 Tigers, the score at stretch time in Lakeland when we come back.
to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. And Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1.
Back here for the home 7th on the Marauder Radio Network. Tigers 12, Marauders 4, the score. Yoldin De La Paz on the mound now for Bradenton. His first pitch fastball to Andrew Jenkins is taken out or half for strike one. Jenkins having a career day, 4-for-4 with 4 RBI. 0-1. Hitting the air to right, a line drive. Leaping catch by Nadal. Had to pause for a second. Dave East was kind of battling with a floating liner to right. That 5'7" frame stretched as high as it could go. A leaping grasp of a line drive from Jenkins. That ends his perfect day at the plate and secures out number one for Yoldin De La Paz. Lazaro Benitez up now. First pitch. Slider grounded to third. Backhand play made by Mojica. Throw to first. On the money. Two down. With all the batting changes, I'll give you the defensive changes here. Mojica is at third, as I just gave away there. Castillo at second. Acuna moves to second. Castillo at short. Acuna moves to second. Cimillo still at first. Alfonso catching. Treadaway in left. Polanco still in center. Nadal remains in right. Abel Bastidas up now. 0-for-3 with a walk. First pitch changeup. Strike one. Good-looking offering from De La Paz. Next pitch, fastball away, strike two. Slider misses in, jumping out of the way of it is Benitez. 1-2 the count now. Yoldin sent the 1-2 pitch with 2-8 to Bastidas. Ground ball, weakly hit, third base side, foul. And we'll do the 1-2 again. Bastidas, just the batting gloves as a fresh ball is flipped out to Yoldin on the hill. Left-hander rubs some dirt on his hand. As Bastidas now once again steps in. One, two pitch, fastball down the middle, called strike three, inning over. 1-2-3 frame for De La Paz. We'll go to the eighth with the Tigers up 12-4, and we come back on your Marauder Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradingtonMarauders.com.
Back here for the top of the eighth in Tigertown. Lakeland up 12-4 on your Marauders. Charlene Polanco will lead things off, facing the new right-handed arm. Into the game for Lakeland. Colin Fields, first pitch, fastball away, misses. 1-0 the count. Fields a 2.7 ERA in 3 1/3 pitch this year. 6 strikeouts and 2 walks. His 1-0 pitch to Polanco is 1-for-3. Taken on the inner half, fastball for strike one, evens up the count. One one now from Fields. Fastball misses up and out, 2-1. Charlene beat out an infield single his last time up. The 2-1 from Fields to Polanco. Charlene cuts and misses, beaten by a high heater for strike two. Two-two pitch from Fields to Polanco. Charlene swings and misses, high fastball, strike three, one away. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco, has been hit by a pitch and rolled into two groundouts, one of them a 6-4-3 twin kill. Nolasco DHing today. First pitch to him from Fields. Big cut and a big miss, slider away for strike one. Righty's 0-1 offering on its way. Velasco weakly grounds it towards third, but it'll get past the glove of Bastidas into the glove of the shortstop, Graham. Velasco jogging down the line, would have been there, but slow speed has Graham beating him with the throw for out number two. Cimillo up. Nick Cimillo has been the bright spot today. A double and a single, 2-for-3. Counts for almost a third of the Marauders' hits. First pitch to Cimillo from Fields. Takes fastball inner half. Called a strike. It's 0-1. Fastball same spot. Cimillo takes again for strike two. Fields trying to cut down the Marauders. On just 7 pitches, 0-2. Fastball misses high. Cimillo with a quarter of a swing at it. Holds up in plenty of time. It's 1-2 now. One-two pitch. Smello takes. Fastball just misses low, and it's 2-2 now. Tight take, but a real good one from Nick Smello. Fields rocks and fires the 2-2. Slider misses away. Count full now with two away to Smello. Fields with the rock step and the payoff pitch in the top of the eighth. Swing and a miss, strike three. Smello chases a slider away, and the inning is over. Marauders set down an order on eight pitches. We go to the home half of the eighth. Tigers 12, Marauders 4, the score, and we come back.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm I know she's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on a lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the
back here for the bottom of the eighth in Lakeland. Tigers 12, Marauders 4 the score. Marauders bring Sergio Umana onto the mound. Right-hander from Nicaragua has not allowed an earned run in 2 2/3 pitch. Two strikeouts, two walks. First pitch here to De La Cruz, skied in the infield. Acuna under it behind the second base bag in the dirt. Makes a one-handed squeeze, one out. Brings up the eight-hole man, Luke Gold. Strikeout, a single, and two flyouts for him. First pitch to Gold from Umana. Sidewinding righty. Fires a fastball up for a strike. Gets 0-1. Umana trying to get three outs. Keep the run total zero in the frame. His next pitch, a slider, just misses outside, and it's 1-1. As the humidity really sets in here in the midday. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider from Sergio. Cut and missed off the outer half by Gold for strike two. Some fan whistling. Possibly the highest pitch noise I've heard in my entire life. 1-2. Line down the left field side. That's going to drop in for a base hit and roll towards the wall. Heading for second, and it's a stand-up double for Luke Gold, his second hit of the game. He'll improve to 2-for-5 and put a man in scoring position with one out for Moises Valero. Valero has walked 3 of the 4 times he's come to the plate today. Had only 7 walks in 37 games entering today, but has walked 4 times, twice on 3 straight pitches. First pitch to him here. Fastball misses above the belt. 1-0. About an inning to go here in the first half of the season. And Tyler Green calling time. signaling something to Bella Robb. I'm not sure what. We're back to baseball. The 1-0 fouled off the end of the bat. Straight to the backstop for strike one. Manya set the 1-1 pitch. Fouled off straight back for strike two. Manya, a chance to punch out Valero for out number two. Heading the count, a ball and two strikes with one away. Gold at second after doubling. Last trip. 1-2 from Umanya. Call the ball, just misses low. Good looking pitch. Count 2-2 now. Kind of that humidity and breeze. Can smell the rain approaching us here in Tigertown. Hopefully he'll hold off until this one gets wrapped up. 2-2 pitch from Umanya. Swing and a miss, strike three. Valero fooled by a slider and there's two away. Back to the top of the order we go, and Peyton Graham, he is a triple short of the cycle entering this at-bat. A homer, a double, and a single. Three for five with four RBI. First pitch. Sinker misses low and in. 1-0 to start the trip. Have yet to see a cycle this year. Either four or against the Marauders. Jamar Johnson the closest to it. Had a home run, a single, and two doubles a week ago in Bradenton. Graham will pop one up in the infield. Cimillo racing in on it from first. Nobody calling it. And Umanya and Mojica collide. The ball drops into second with an infield double. Is Peyton Graham. And that's going to bring in another run. It's 13-4 Lakeland. Pop fly that was no more than 5 feet away from the mound. Cimillo didn't call it. Mojica didn't call it. Umanya didn't call it. And Mojica ran straight into Umanya, buried him into the dirt. Into the grass, rather. Pitching coach Matt Ford, manager Jonathan Johnston, and trainer Alexa DeHalzer talking to Umanya now. We have seen it all now. An infield double. On a fly ball, a pop fly for an RBI. So Graham will finish 4-for-6 with 5 runs batted in. Manya's going to throw some warm-up pitches, see how he's feeling after Mojica truck-sticked him. It seems to be okay. Fastball looking good. JJ 40 and Alexa seem pleased, and they'll walk back to the dugout. Archer Brookman in now. Catcher taking his first at-bat of the day after replacing Mario Feliciano, who was hurt a few innings ago. He flies one in the air right center field. Nadal calls off Polanco, and Davies jogs to make the catch. Inning over. Lakeland add another. We'll head to the last inning with the Tigers leading 13-4 when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Want you to dance with me. I'm gonna bop with you, baby. I got an old photograph in my pocket. We were still in our teens. Lord knows I feel a lot older now, but you still look the same to me. Honey, you don't ever laugh like you used to, and I don't want to see.
Back here for the top of the last inning in Lakeland. Marauders trailing 13-4. Francisco Acuno lead it off. Fields remains in the game on the mound for the Tigers. A pause here. I'm not exactly sure what we're waiting for. Now Acuna going to step in. Everyone just standing around, looking around. About 20 seconds there, nothing happening. Now the first pitch from Fields to Acuna. Fouled off, straight back for strike one. Owen won the count to Francisco. Has singled, grounded out, and popped out today. 0-1. Pitch misses low. Count even at a ball and a strike. One-one. Fastball misses high. 2-1 as the rain starts to fall here in Lakeland. Two-one, slider away, 3-1 the count to Acuna. Rain pouring now. 3-1, Acuna takes, ball misses. That's a five-pitch walk to start the ninth for Francisco Acuna. Rain hammering down here. Davies Nadal in. Davies, a strikeout, a single, and has been hit by a pitch today. First pitch misses inside to Nadal, 1-0 the count. Pitch misses out, 2-0. Might be the rain affecting the grip for Fields on the mound. Two-oh pitch from the Lakeland righty. It all takes, ball in the dirt, 3-0. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball in the inner half, called a strike, 3-1 now. Three-one pitch from Fields to Nadal. Popped up, fouling out of play. For strike two. Full count, nobody out. Acuna at first. Marauders down 9 here in the ninth. Fields checks first. Right-hander comes set for Lakeland. is 3-2 pitch to Davies Nadal. Popped up, shallow right. Couple men chase. The right fielder, De La Cruz, calls it and catches it for the first out. Surprised we're not seeing the tarp put on here. Lakeland usually quick to throw it on the diamond. With the rain still pouring down, we're going to try and get through to the finish line here. Omar Alfonso up. 1-for-2 with an RBI today. Singled to bring in the Marauders. Second run of the game back in the seventh inning. First pitch misses high to Alfonso. Heater above the letters. It's 1-0. Field sets. One ball offering to Alfonso. Popped up. Foul back behind home plate. Nobody can find it. The shortstop, Graham, charging after it, and he makes the catch. Two down. Marauders down to their final out here in the first half of the season. And it is a downpour now. Heavy, heavy raindrops falling. Wow. Rain so heavy you can hear it thundering against the concourse and against the seats. The first pitch to Tanner Treadaway misses in the dirt. Francisco Acuna will move up to second. Treadaway 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout. As the downpour intensifies. Field sets the 1-0 pitch to Treadaway. He fouls a pitch straight back for strike one. I can barely see the ball from here. That's how heavy this rain is. I don't know how Treadaway is able to see 91 miles per hour up and in at him. And this is a downpour in every sense of the word as thunder cracks above. Ball and a strike pitch with two away to Treadaway. Pops it foul and out of play back behind home plate. 1-2 the count. Marauders down to their final strike. And the rain stops. Just like that. Totally stops. No rain. The 1-2. Ball away, 2-2. That is unfreaking believable. That was just the heaviest downpour I've seen in months. And now there's not a drop falling. Not a single drop. The 2-2-2 Treadaway again. Ball out, full count. What a weird and wild, wacky day to finish the first half of the season. Marauders down 9, a runner on second. Two outs and a full count in the top of the ninth. Field sets the pitch to Treadaway. Ball in the dirt. Treadaway walks, and the game will continue here. Two on with two out now for Jesus Castillo. Couple of fans hanging around, and of course a group of 50 young fans. My goodness, screeching. They're up in the covered seating area. First pitch to Castillo, cuts and misses for strike one. Couple of fans in Astros short shirts, they got soaked. Poor people. Feel bad for the kids, not because of the rain, because they're Astros fans. Now the 0-1 to Castillo. Takes ball out in the count even at one. Change up, tails away from the corner. Castillo had a double in his last trip. Pulled one down the right field line. Mojica on deck. The 1-1 pitch to Castillo with two away and two men on. He takes back foot slider, misses low and in. 2-1 now. Field sets, two balls and a strike, the pitch to Costi. Takes high fastball, 3-1 now. just about enough of the screaming. My goodness. 3-1 pitch to Costi. Ball four. Bases loaded with two outs now for Mojica. Castillo draws his league leading. Now, walk number 53 of the season as the downpour commences once again. First pitch to Mojica with the bases loaded and two outs. Swing and a missed fastball gets him for strike one. A torrential downpour. Cold, cold breeze. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Mojica beaten by a slider away for strike two. Marauders for the second time in the game down to their final strike. Fields comes set. 0-2 pitch with two outs to Mojica. Swing and a miss. Game over. Lakeland take the 13-4 win in the final game of the first half of the 2023 Florida State League season. Peralta gets the loss and the win. Believe we'll go to Kohlhepp. We'll have to double check on that. Tigers put up three runs in the first, one in the third, four in the fourth, two in the fifth, two in the sixth, and added more in the eighth. Marauders with one in the fifth, three in the seventh. As now the grounds crew scrambles to get those tarps on with the rain still hammering down here. Marauders will finish the first half of the season with a 35-30 record. One game canceled and will not be made up. That was our contest yesterday. Bradenton finished nine games outside of Clearwater in first place in the division at the close of the first half of the season. Outright second place holders by at least two games when the day's play will come to an end here. It's been a fun first half of the year. Some win streaks, some losing streaks, some blowouts on both sides of the event, some thrilling wins, and some really tough, tight late losses. That's the game of baseball, and that's why we come and do it every day, 6 days a week, from April through September, here in Bradenton and across the Florida State League. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to have anyone that's joined us for the first half of this season. Marauders finish five games above 500 in the first stretch of the year. Hopefully, we see a first half win for Clearwater and a second half win for your Marauders to set up what would be a great playoff series come September. A brand new season. Everyone's going to be 0-0 tomorrow with 66 games to play for that final playoff spot. Either win the second half if you're Bradenton or you come in second to Clearwater, who if they win both halves would see the second place team granted that spot in the divisional series. Three games to go and hopefully three wins here in Lakeland to start the second half well and close out the series. Hopefully take home a 4-1 victory. And what'll be a five games played stretch here in Tiger Town. Marauders off to the clubhouse, and I'm about to join them here as the rain continues to drop at Publix Field in Lakeland. Your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Final once more here from Tiger Town. Lakeland 13, Bradenton 4. Second half kicks off tomorrow here at Joker Marchant Stadium. First pitch scheduled at 6:30 p.m. A brand new 66-game season when we throw on this headset tomorrow, and hopefully one that includes a lot of Marauders victory. I'm your voice of the Durs, Ben Picorni. Thank you for tuning in today and every day. Tough outcome, but I hope you enjoyed the broadcast in spite of it. So long for now on the Marauder Radio Network.